Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're here, man. We're about to get it on, man. It's Tuesday vibes. The weather's great. You know, for the time. It's still cold, man. When that sun goes down, woo-hoo, still that hawk, that break. But yo, yesterday was nice, though.
Yeah, yesterday was nice. Yo, listen to this. I'm reading the story on Anthony Anderson, right?
Yeah, that's my guy. What'd he do? He good?
He was hospitalized.
Whoa.
He was in the emergency room. But listen, he was on set, and he's shooting something, and he was doing like a whole stunt scene with two goons and a chair. And then he was like, I'm not as young as I used to be.
Oh, man.
So I have a feeling he like pulled something, you know, when you really think you could do something, you're like, oh, wait, maybe not. So they're saying that he's good, you know? But he's like, he was just like, this is the chair that whooped my ass last night. So he's just telling a story, but just makes you think, you think you good, but are you really good?
Yo, I just text him right now. I just heard that story, man. We got really cool when we went to Ghana in 2019. Yeah, I hope he's good, man. But you saying he's good?
Yeah. He just said that he ended up, he was, like I told you, he was shooting, he hurt himself trying.
You know what the movie was?
Perform a stunt. Let me see. An action movie, G20.
G20, action.
Yes. Well, but I just think it's interesting how sometimes we think, you know, we still got it. And you better wait and stretch a little more.
What? Some things you ain't got.
Word. It's over, lie.
Some things you just ain't got, bro.
It's over.
If that's not part of your regular, daily, regular, regular, you ain't got it, bro.
Yo, one of my homegirls was like, I used to do great cartwheels. I was like, you better not try to do a cartwheel right now if you're
not
going to stretch.
Throw your whole alignment out.
You better not.
You get the Jiffy Lube.
Yo. You haven't done it in years? Nope. That's not what you want to do right now.
Yeah, check engine light will jump on quick.
That's a fact.
Oh, yo, God.
Bro,
so
you
funny.
Better relax, man. Man, that's all the time, man. Listen, I don't even attempt. I might hurt myself if I think too hard about doing something.
Yeah. I'll be trying stuff, and then I'll be out for a week.
What's the last thing you thought you was ready to do?
Yo, let me tell you. When I was younger, you know, if you lay on your... You know the Asian movies where if you're on your back, martial arts, you could jump up to your feet from your back? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And you used to be able to do this.
I used to be able to do that. Yeah.
And you tried this recently.
Easily. And then my son, see, that's the thing. When your kids are teenagers.
They're going to be doing things, bro.
And you're going to want to show them, like, oh,
nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Like, let me show you how to bounce this ball, or let me show you how to do this move. So I was like, let me try. Because he was trying it. And I was like, it's really not that hard. You got to use your hands. And I did it. Man, I was out for 3 weeks. I was
my God, Shawnee.
My lower back.
Did you do it, though?
No, I fell back on my back.
You didn't even get it done.
I got to my feet, but then I fell back. I didn't have stability, so I fell back on my back.
Got it. But you almost did it.
I almost did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I landed on my heels.
Did your instruction help your son do it? Did he actually?
Yes.
Well, he was able to do it.
It took him a few tries, but he saw the technique that I was showing him, and he was able to apply.
All right, well, there you go, Dad. Okay.
So I was like, look, I'm a work on this.
There you go.
I walked away holding my back.
There you go, Dad. All right.
I walked away holding my back.
When I was able to do it, I practiced that for a long time, showing him I hadn't done it in years.
Well, that's the thing I was just about to say. You probably could get back to it if you start stretching on a daily, working on a daily. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
You could get back to it. It's just when you're our age, the recovery time. First of all, you just don't do things. You sit in your car, and this is for everybody listening. We sit in our cars or sit at our desks or whatever we're doing at work most of the time.
Right.
When we was kids, what we did most of the time was play. We were active.
Facts.
You understand what I'm saying? And so now you're not doing nothing. So you got to warm up. You got to recalibrate. You got to spend weeks getting your body ready to do whatever it is you thought you used to do.
Facts.
And even then, if you're not super active, you ain't getting it back, bro. It's gone, bro.
Yeah. Sneezes be taking people out, bro.
Play that NSYNC, gone. You know what I'm saying? Run that
and
joint.
And it's true. True sneezes be taking people out. Oh, it's so crazy.
You sneeze too hard, you finish.
You sneeze too hard, you lying.
LLJ, cool.
Oh, man. You out of here, bro. On the line right now, Natalie and Daryl. Natalie and Daryl ready to play the game that lives up to his name. Laura never loses. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing pretty beautiful over here. How you guys doing?
Nah, we blessed, bro. We blessed. We blessed. Shawnee throwing his
blessed.
Shawnee throwing his black back out trying to do martial arts moves. Anthony Anderson too old to do action films. Just, you know, all of that, all of those things. But
yeah,
that's part of getting old. What'd you say?
I thought they better tell the ambulance price is hard.
Yo, ambulance price mad high.
Yo, why they charging you when you already hurt? It's crazy.
No, it's crazy. No, they trying to hurt your bank account. That's when they got you.
Yup. You ain't got
that's
no
how, that's how our medical system works.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, you hurt? Now we about to hurt your bank account.
Hello?
Daryl, good morning.
Good morning, family.
Good morning, fam. Thank you for checking in with us today, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. We're going to try this again.
All right, let's run it back. Natalie, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Styles?
Laura.
Yeah, the game that lives up to his name.
That's right.
All right.
Yo, you know, one thing I've been thinking about a lot lately, you know, with the baby due, and I just had knee surgery. Yo, fam, I'm glad I have medical insurance. I'm glad I took the route. Listen, man, your whole life, you spend your whole life, people be like, oh, man, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, and ain't nothing wrong with that. I love it. Right. Or, you know, I'm doing this job, or I'm chasing this music game, or I'm chasing this thing, and all of that's phenomenal. But at a certain point in your life, bro, you got to get medical insurance, man.
Yeah, man, you have
get
to.
Get you a job so you can have medical insurance. For yourself.
They have
uninsured plans. Yo, listen, bro. Listen, bro. If you got money and you can afford to pay your own medical and get all that right, cool.
Yeah.
But if you don't, I got some friends out here that's sitting around waiting on some real life-changing surgery, but they ain't got the bread for it, man.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast where they were talking about rappers, of course, wanting to build a union. Because how many rappers are older at this point and still don't have benefits?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because once you turn 35, 40, and you ain't lit, that's when the problems begin, physically, medically. Bruh. And you don't have benefits. You never have benefits.
You've been in the studio smoking weed every night for the last 20 years.
Man.
You've been in a hookah bar. You've been DJing and drinking alcohol every night.
Man.
And you think at 40 you're going to be all right?
You ain't got no benefits.
Bro, you better plan.
It's crazy.
You better plan. 6 seconds on the clock, Shawnee, with the questions. Let's play Laura Never.
Okay.
Who said he almost created a super group, Ebro?
Laura.
Usher.
Yep, with Jay-Z, Diddy, and Pharrell. Which car company makes Corvette?
Laura.
Sorry. Yep.
Dang, he gave the answer away.
Chevrolet?
I did. Tie game. Who took back all of the apologies he made, Ebro?
Laura.
Who took back all the apologies he made? Kanye West been apologizing.
Probably, but incorrect. Took back all the apologies he made while playing a show in NYC.
I'm going to go with Justin Timberlake.
JT is correct.
Did he
Who was the lead singer in No Doubt?
Ebro.
Laura.
Gwen Stefani.
Tie game. Who did Jay-Z highlight?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Beyonce.
Yep, says she didn't get an album of the year yet. What type of bathing suit is named after Ebro?
Laura.
Three, two,
one.
Bikini.
Correct. Wow. I know that was shot in the dark. Who confirmed her new single?
Ebro.
Look.
Ebro. Confirmed a new single.
Three, two.
I'm going with T Taylor Swift with the album.
Incorrect.
You said single.
Confirmed the new single is about Lotto.
Oh, no.
Ice Spice?
Ice Spice is correct. But Ebro Wiggs.
Hey! Daryl, we did it, baby.
It only took five times,
Ebro. Hey, baby, you kept the faith. You kept the faith.
You know what I'm saying? And that bathing suit is named after an island chain called the Bikini Atoll.
Where's that? Brazil or something?
It doesn't say.
I never knew that.
It was like Italy.
Oh, yeah, Italy, maybe.
Yeah, it could be.
Never heard of them islands. Yo, Daryl, man, you good, baby.
Daryl, you got tickets to see Kevin Gates for the ceremony tour live at Irving Plaza on April 4th.
Big up Kevin Gates. What do you want, Daryl? What's popping, baby?
Real quick. Listen, man, I want to shout out to Downstate Hospital.
Yes.
They're trying to shut us down over here, baby.
Why?
They're trying to take my medical benefits.
Oh, my God.
Who, the state?
Yeah. Yeah, the governor.
New York State shutting down hospitals.
They're saying restructuring, but the restructuring is basically going to shut down a lot of.
Are they laying people off
in the hospital?
Oh, anytime
fire people.
Oh yeah, anytime you hear the words restructure, that means we're going to get rid of people. That means we're restructuring the finances, and we're going to get rid of things that we think we don't need no more. What do they call that?
Downsizing.
Yeah, downsizing, but they also, when they clip people, they got a word they use that don't sound like we firing you, something else.
Laying off?
Nah, it's not laying off. It's something. But I get what you're saying, bro. And what hospital is this?
SUNY Downstate Medical Center. We have the only medical school in the five boroughs.
And it's State University, right? SUNY.
State University, SUNY, baby. And they're trying to cut a whole bunch.
How can
of
we? Is there anything away. The people could do? We gotta call Albany. Is that the deal?
We haven't heard anything from politicians. It's like everybody's on board with this. I don't understand. It's too quiet.
Man, well, thanks for putting us on, Daryl, man. And I'm gonna look it up online, see if I can read about it. But if you get any info, circle back and get it to us so we can call the people or get the people to call the other people.
Gotcha.
All right, bro. Hang on. We got to get some info. Get you laced up with these tickets. Natalie, we love you, too. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stavs.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Usher is, he's stripping down for Kim Kardashian. I'll explain to you what's happening. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
This guy's a menace.
Non-stop hip hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey, Laura Stiles, 411.
All right. So Usher has teamed up with Kim Kardashian for her Skims line. He's modeling a few colors of the men's underwear.
You said he stripped down. What a good tease. I thought he was trying to hunch. Thought he was out here hunching on Kim Kardashian.
I mean, listen, he did strip down to his underwear, and he looks nice. There's also a limited edition digital version of his album that's dropping as part of the partnership. It's releasing February 8th at 9 p.m. Pacific time. And they're saying that also, like, the new Skims products themselves, the undies, are going to be up for grabs later on February 12th. But super dope.
Skims makes its money. It must make its money.
Oh, no, let me tell you something. Always sells out. The wife over here be on the Skims, bro. And they be chasing them down, bro. And I got to tell you.
Because they pay for everybody.
Well, now, I got to tell you. When you got a lady frolicking around the house in some Skims.
It's nice.
It's high, bro. It's high, bro.
Sure indeed.
Yo, but yes, Usher is definitely. He was like, you know what? This is right up my alley. So let's see. And I wonder what the limited edition digital version of his album is going to be. It's probably going to be him. I'm thinking it's an album cover of him in his
in his drawers.
In the skimmies.
Nah, this dude's a menace, man. Let's keep it a bean. Yo, man, this guy.
An album cover.
This guy's just, I mean.
It's a digital.
At this point, Usher is out of control. We need an intervention. He's been breaking people up. Now he in his draws. This whole Super Bowl run is, unprecedented.
Anyway, that's your flashing lights report. Time is 7:02. A high of 42 degrees and alternate side parking is in effect.
Yo, my dude is in his draws out here, man. Coming up, congrats. You played yourself.
Really is.
Hey. That's that bop. Plus ride or die, curved. It's all coming up. DJ John, we got a great hour. Good morning. 7 a.m. time. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
WQHDFM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday. Vibrations, man. High 43 today. Sunshine, man. If you can't find any joy in this little bit of sunshine and weather in February, I got a button for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Gotta find it. Gotta find it.
Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself.
Yeah, man. Now, I'm receiving word from Laura Stiles with a report on our very own Shawnee Culture. Laura, what's happening?
Shawnee, I think that Shawnee might be on the warm line. Shawnee is currently stuck.
Oh, breaking news. Shawnee Culture.
In the elevator.
We go live to Shawnee Culture. Shawnee Culture, where are you?
Yo. Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
Hey, Shawnee.
Listen, man.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
You all right?
Can somebody help me? I'm stuck in the elevator, man.
Shawnee, we're calling
Yo,
the
hit
proper...
Hit the button, bro. Hit the button. And Shawnee, the button's not necessarily for you.
You played yourself.
The button
he's pressing
is for,
buttons and going nowhere.
I've been hitting the first floor for like 5-10 minutes now.
Wait.
I don't know if I'm on the 12th floor or in the basement.
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't even know where you are?
Yeah, because I heard it say 12 at some point, but every time I press the one button, it feels like it's going up. I don't know if it could go any further than that, so I don't know if it went back down.
Laura is beside herself because she has claustrophobia, so she is stressed by your
circumstances. My palms are sweaty, Ebro. My palms are sweaty. My heart is racing. I can't believe it.
And you know these are old elevators, and they're small.
Oh, that elevator's dumb small.
Oh, my God.
Listen, Shawnee, just sit down. Just sit down on the floor.
Meditate.
Yeah, meditate.
Relax.
Fire department is on the way,
Shawnee Culture.
This is crazy.
Shout out to the New York's bravest on the way to help Shawnee Culture.
Is it crazy,
Culture.
Laura? Have you seen the building we work in? Is it really
crazy?
Crazy?
No.
They're going to push Shawnee out to that little elevator hatch at the top.
Yo, if they pull him out through the ceiling, I need video.
Listen, I'm claustrophobic.
Are you? Since when?
Since when?
PTSD. I'm going to have PTSD.
Shawnee's just trying to get it checked.
Well, he said TMI PTSD. Is that what he said?
Shawnee has told me before that he's claustrophobic, too.
Listen, Laura Stiles is riding for the check, boy.
Thank you, Laura.
Shawnee is going through a lot of pain and suffering right now.
Ooh, she using them words.
I'm scared.
Yo, Shawnee, you feel like your work environment's hostile?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Congratulations. Well, you played yourself.
Shawnee, what feels worse, your neck or your back?
The reality is this. This is the other reality. Okay. Once I do get out of here, how big do I feel getting back in?
Right. How are you ever going to come back to work again?
Well, you can always take the stairs because it's not really a high floor that we're on.
Hey, hit Rosenberg with the button. You see what we're trying to do here?
You play yourself.
You know you can get robbed in them stairs.
True. No, that's true. It's a risk.
The stairs, and you can't access the stairs from the ground floor.
You think the elevator is scary in this building? Take the steps.
Word.
That's death
yo,
track.
This is not cool, guys.
Oh, Shiny Culture, yo, this might be the last. Shiny, what are your last words?
No, don't say that.
Damn. I mean.
That's it?
Yeah, nah, I don't know. Nah, I got no last words, though.
I meant your last words on the air, because you know after this you and the company that owns this radio station, y'all gonna have an ill lawsuit. They may not let you back in the building.
It's been a good run.
It's been great, brother. Yeah. Listen, man, we riding for you, bro. As long as it don't hurt our paycheck, we with you.
Sure, D. It's crazy. It's dusty in here.
No, your allergies.
Yeah.
Your respiratories.
I need a window.
Oh, they need fresh air. His respiratory system, his allergies. Yeah.
Just don't fart.
Yeah.
All right, Shiny. Good luck, man.
Oh man.
Jeez.
Shiny, we stay on the phone with us, man. Oh no, we lost him.
Oh man,
we lost him.
Oh man,
hit the button. That was a disaster. Yo, this building's a disaster.
Congratulations,
bro, of epic proportions.
Yourself.
This is not the work environment of a top-end, high-end media outlet.
It's horrible.
It's not they should be ashamed of themselves. And I hope Shiny Culture takes them to the wash. Or is it to the cleaners? I think it's to the cleaners. Yo, you know, you realize if Shiny Culture takes them to the cleaners over getting stuck in the elevator, get PTSD and afraid to come to work because of what happened to them, it might shut the whole facility down. That's how fragile the economy is.
It's true.
This might be the last show you ever hear.
All because Shiny got stuck in the elevator.
All because it's stuck in the elevator, which is so common in New York City, it's ridiculous.
Now, if you ask why Shiny's in the elevator, you're going to end up hitting another button. But
all right, Rosenberg.
Let's stick
chill.
To one button.
But it's not Shiny's fault. I mean, Shiny got to find parking. And he got to move his car, and the parking lot don't open until 7 o'clock.
I'll roll with that. Absolutely.
Sure.
100%.
That's right. And it's dangerous on the train services at 4 in the morning if he was to take a train from SoBro.
Facts. Yeah, you can't hit the train.
All right, you guys are saying a lot.
SoBro.
You guys are saying a lot.
Well, it's all this button right here.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Why, Lord, are we saying too much? We're getting ourselves in trouble?
Yes.
Why?
You're just saying a lot.
I can't speak my truth. All right, I'm being censored. I got a lawsuit, too.
I love.
No, I'm just saying, it's too much information about Shiny.
And also, listen, we're all worried about Shiny being stuck in the elevator. We've done 9 minutes on it. There's big stuff happening in the world.
There is,
Ebro, since you walked away. Big. You're going to be like, why have we been talking about Shiny in the elevator?
All right, go. Laura Styles, you're next.
So, Drake is currently trending.
Tell him why, Laura.
Everybody's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Why? Because he had a dinosaur suit on the other day?
Nope. Oh, no. It's a suit on, all right.
Uh-oh.
So there is a video of allegedly, because we don't. I'm trying to figure out if it's really him. A home video that somebody secretly took of him. He is on the phone on some kind of FaceTime, and he is pleasuring himself, and you can see everything.
Everything. Ayo.
We don't know if it's really him, though.
Aw, man, come on, LLJ Cool J. Can he wiggle his way out of this and say that ain't me?
Yo,
that's I know it's sound crazy, right? You like that? That's why I get paid the big bucks.
Can he say it isn't him?
He can't, so he can't jiggle his way out of this.
Jiggle is not a thing.
Right?
Laura, don't play along with this. There's no such thing as jiggling your way out of anything. That's not a thing. Now, Ebro, are you going to be a professional and watch the video to see if it's him?
How would I know it's him? I've never seen his nether
regions.
Well,
no, it's not that.
No, you don't have to look at that part. Look at his face, but it's kind of being...
I really don't care. So he's not. Is he breaking the law? Is that some sort of rule that as a celebrity, you're not allowed to McGurk your jerk? Flog your dolphin?
Hey, yo.
Shine your helmet.
All right.
Oh my God. Okay.
Man, I'll tell you what though. Man, we got it bad when it comes to that activity. It does not look hot in these streets.
I mean,
like, no video of that looks good. Like women get caught on video doing that. It's honestly nothing. It's fine. You look hot. It's sexy. It seems natural and great. Dudes just look like pathetic animals. Like,
is his back like hunched over too?
No, he's laying down spread eagle, basically. It's not what you want.
Oh, no.
But But like I said, we don't know if it's really him.
I thought he was like standing up over a counter.
Oh, that's even worse. No, standing up, hunching. Is that what you want?
Okay, wrap this up.
Sorry. Hey, this was y'all's idea. I don't know why y'all thought I was going to be mature about it.
We didn't think you were going to do live sound effects, bro.
I didn't think did you guys think I was going to be mature about Drake getting busted on camera, busting it?
Allegedly.
Oh. Wait, we don't even know if it's real. Hit us with the button, man.
That's what I just said multiple times.
Yo, Drake, man, don't worry about this AI, bro. With Laura Styles and Rosenberg. It's a deep fake.
Really? It's out there, man.
Ayo, is it out there? I bet it is.
Ayo.
A mess.
Well, look, man. Listen, man. People have been caught on camera doing worse. Drake, it is not. It is completely natural. It's normal. You know, there's. And I'm glad you have figured out a way to find love for oneself. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful, man. Pleasure in thine self. T-Bro, Laura, and Rosenberg, good morning, man. Anybody, is Shawnee Coach, has the fire department come yet?
No.
Nobody knows.
No.
It's on the way, yet. I think.
He'll be on his way. Don't you worry. He'll be back.
He'll be back. Shawnee Coach will be back. Let's hope he's not too traumatized and he can get back to work in a safe environment here at Ebro in the Morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg. Curved is next. Good morning, everybody.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Listen, man, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Shawnee Coach is still stuck on the elevator.
Oh, my God.
We could just run through all the chaotic things going on right now. Shawnee Coach is still stuck in the elevator. Mm-hmm. Drake is trending because they said there's video of him, doing that to himself.
Don't check.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, are people saying allegedly online? What are they saying?
Does that matter? You don't want to go with what they're saying online?
Well, no, because meaning like, is there like an official story on it or not? It's just like some random video.
No, it's just a video that's going on.
It started with someone, I think, just being like, I can't believe Drake let this leak. And
this could be so fraudulent. It's just people having fun at Drake's expense. That's really what this is.
Now, I will say, Laura, you know, listen, I have to admit, wasn't my number one favorite video to watch, but I'm a journalist, and I did what I had to do.
That's right. That's why you make the big bucks, my friend.
It wasn't, it's not a, you don't, no guy looks great in this state, okay? It doesn't look great. But that being said, Laura.
My lady be lying to me talking about I look great.
Okay, TMI, bro.
We're not. My man has no lines whatsoever.
Oh my God.
But I would say Drake sort of comes off pretty well in this video from some standpoints, I would say, right? Right, Laura? There's some upside. Like, it could be worse.
I guess it could be worse.
Yo, Laura, he's trying to get you to say it looks good.
No, I didn't say that. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying you could be out there in a state where you come off looking like you're not packing. He comes off looking pretty good. I think people would go, hey, you know, he looks like a weirdo, because every guy would. But at the same time, it's better than you can't even see what's going on. You're like, I don't know what he's doing. You know what he's doing. Oh, you know what he's doing.
He got one hand around it with room at
why?
The top.
Why are you going to? Why? Yo, bro.
We don't need descriptions, guys.
It's natural, man. I don't know why everybody's acting like this is some unnatural law breaking.
It's 740. It's just you can't describe it.
Some people just got to it a few minutes ago.
But it's literally illegal for our job to describe in detail what's happening.
Nobody described in detail.
You literally were just doing the hand motion.
I did. Oh, now you lying, bro. Now you lying, bro.
Lord, now you lying.
Oh, my God.
What hand? Where?
Hey, I have tickets to give away. Oh, actually, DJ man,
this
John
is evidence that Rosenberg wants. Rosenberg's trying to take over the show and take my name off the show with that last allegation.
Oh, man. You just said it. You literally just said it.
Nah, I never did
that.
No hand motion, bro. You wild, bro.
You described it in words. You said it.
All right.
Did I make that up? I'm on my own, guys. I made that up.
And the wife just came back in to reconfirm that I look up.
You know what?
It's time for DJ John.
Yeah, man.
But she's pregnant, so, you know, she's just in a great space right now. Let's go. Rick DJ John's here.
For DJ John.
That's what you want, a lady that lied to you.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Man.
Johnny.
DJ John. Johnny, what are you giving the people?
I mean, speaking about love, I got a lover's package.
Hey, whether you're loving yourself or saying?
Something for her Valentine's Day. Tickets for the ladies. It's Ladies Night R&B Love Fest. It's happening February 9th to see Robin Thicke, Brian McKnight, Lox, and many more. For those who win, you qualify for a grand prize for Jennifer, too. You get flowers, diamonds, earrings, made hot by a broken chop shop, Marie's Blooms, and Vladdy's Divac.
Oh, such a double Vladdy's standard, man.
Did you say Vladdy's Divac?
Vladdy's Divac?
Vladdy's Diamonds, sorry.
Vladdy's Divac.
Every time I see Vladdy's, I think of Vladdy Divac.
I get it.
Yeah, sorry.
Yo, it's such a double standard in the world, man. You know, women could talk about their toys and, you know, their sexual health and all these things. Soon as a dude, you know, gets caught or seen
That's
or talked
not true.
About, it's
we
so taboo.
We can talk
taboo.
About it, but we just can't go overboard. It's fine to talk about it. But
yeah, we're talking about it loosely.
I didn't go overboard.
Ebro, in the last segment, you made noises replicating it.
No, I didn't. I just went,
Oh, you know what? I'm going to lay out. I don't know what to say.
You're going
to
lay out? Huh?
Hey,
yo.
Hey, this is crazy.
Call right now, though.
Can't even say
so you can stump DJ
anymore.
John with a question. You get this whole lover's pack. You know what I'm saying? So you could pack or unpack. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got to do.
Oh, boy.
But call in, and you get laced up. Now, DJ John.
Yes, sir.
When did the Knicks play again?
Tonight.
What do we got?
Grizzlies.
Oh, John Morant. We got the Grizzlies tonight. John Morant.
Yeah.
In Memphis?
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Well, I told Spike Lee we was going to have him back on to celebrate the next victory.
Oh, nice.
So since I wanted to have him on yesterday after the Lakers game because I thought we was going to beat the Lakers. But
wait,
who's we?
You're a Lakers fan.
You know, we.
No, we don't. I never accepted you in the Knicks faithful. I didn't accept you.
It's not up
Loopy
to you.
Didn't accept
you heard the call. You heard the callers yesterday. They was all for it.
No, they weren't. They all said. I think all of them said, "No, you're not welcome on the bandwagon."
Ah, that was just the ones you guys heard. There was a bunch of other ones.
They said you were good.
Yeah, they was like, "Nah, it's all love."
I mean, listen, they can't stop you. You can do whatever you want.
You know what I'm saying? You can't stop the prophet. Elizabeth is on the line. Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hey, Elizabeth. Thanks for joining us today. People call you Beth, or do they call you Liz, or do they call you Liza?
No, actually, they call me Lisa.
Lisa.
They
All right,
call
Lisa.
Me Lisa. My friends and family call me Lisa.
All right, well, Lisa, here it is. It's your chance to stump DJ John so you can get this Lover's Day Valentine's pack with concerts and Vladdy Divac. Here we go. What's your question?
My question is, I didn't even prepare myself actually for a question.
Oh, man. LLJ Cool J.
Okay, what's Marilyn Monroe's birthday?
Marilyn Monroe's birthday. Here you go.
Marilyn Monroe's birthday. Let's see. 1922?
Okay, 1922, the man says. Lisa?
She's looking it up. Hold on.
Wait, you're looking it up.
Yeah, I say about 1920.
What is happening right now,
that's
bro?
Right.
I get it. Yo. Hey, yo, who's on the phones right now, bro?
Marilyn Monroe's birthday is June 1st, 1926.
Well, he got it wrong because he just said he didn't say the birth date anyway. He said the birth year. So, Lisa, you win. You getting the whole kit and caboodle. But that was
For future reference for people
so
listening,
sorry.
When you stump so DJ John, just take the 10 seconds before and know the answer yourself. That's it.
Okay. It's not even that difficult, people.
We don't ask that much.
It's not
I'm
difficult.
I'm sorry. I still love y'all. I hear you every morning. Oh my God.
I'm well, how would you? How would you not love us? We would be the ones upset with you. You called the program unprepared.
I know. Don't be mad.
Hang on, we get your info. Get you laced up with the whole kit. On the way,
thank
flashing
you so
lights.
Much.
Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, they're saying that Justin Timberlake allegedly considering a tell-all interview with Oprah. I'll give you the story coming up, flashing lights.
Also, Mayor Adams responded to 50 Cent. We have that audio we got to play at some point this morning. And yo, can y'all play the shower song from Tierra Whack, my favorite little Diddy Bop? Because I figure with the Drake stuff trending and, you know, 7:40 in the morning, there's people in the shower.
No. Okay, I thought this was going to be a kid's song.
Well, it can be.
But you don't want to bring Drake into the kid's shower song.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. That's
fair. This is a great song.
It's a feel-good. It's a feel-good jam.
Yeah, it's Tierra Whack right here.
It's what the people need. It's taking a little bit long for them to find it. I don't know what the problem is. Juanito, what are you doing? Why are you looking around?
I have it. It's not clean. Yeah.
It's not playing.
There we go.
Feel that?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Sound great. When I'm singing in the shower.
We are now. Here we are. I just, Rosenberg's mind just was blown when he was like, yo, how did somebody, if this is actually Drake, and this is the video, he was like, how did somebody sneak and do that? I was like, well, maybe he's looking at his phone for some adult content. And then the person he thought was on their phone, you know, doing whatever, didn't know that they were actually filming him.
But, like, be aware that you were doing that activity in front of someone, right? It's not an accident.
That's right.
So you would ever put yourself in a situation like that where it was someone's in the room who couldn't be trusted?
Well, maybe he thought he could trust him. You know, there's people that, what is that called, revenge porn?
Yeah, I mean, that's facts.
Maybe it was somebody that, you know, was all good with at a certain point. It's all possible. And some people get it popping like that. Like, that's their warm-up.
Their warm-up?
Yeah, the warm-up before they get there.
I mean, all right, yeah, sure.
Listen, man, I'm not here to kink shame. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm just saying.
No, you can't do that. No, in 2024, no kink shame.
Not you, especially when you're pleasuring yourself. You're not hurting nobody else.
Yeah, come on. You didn't do anything.
See?
If it's
all right,
him.
Let's go. Flashing lights.
And as our cameraman just articulated, sometimes you got to pop the first one off so you got some endurance on the second.
All right. So a couple of blogs are just posting that Justin Timberlake allegedly is considering a tell-all interview with Oprah to speak on his issues with Britney Spears. This is true. I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I saw, I think you sent this in the group chat, I was like, this never works out when a dude does a tell-all. It's one of the many double standards for men and women. Dudes getting out here talking about their side of the story when they done broke a girl's heart. Nobody's going to rock with you, bro. But tell your truth, my G. Tell your truth.
I mean, yeah, I guess if that's what he wants to do, but...
Well, listen, if he was gonna do that, it's yet another reason why him saying something at the show last week was a bad idea. You know what I'm saying? Like, last week, if you were going to do that, I apologize to absolutely no one. Don't do that and then follow it up with a tell-all interview. You know what I mean? It feels like you're trying to do too much.
But like, maybe, we live in a time, guys, where, you know, people need outlets to articulate their pain. We don't know what Justin Timberlake's been living with all these years as people unleashed upon him, you know, whether it be the Janet Jackson incident or his relationship with Britney Spears.
I have felt bad for the guy on multiple occasions. It seems like he's been, without us really knowing full stories, he has been villainized a couple of times.
You see?
And in neither case do we really know exactly what happened. So I definitely feel for him. To Laura's point, though, it just feels like the reaction won't be good. And it's messed up because it's not cool that the whole world can make a decision on something. And then if you speak out, people are going to go, that's not a good look. I mean, he should have the right to tell his truth, right? Everyone deserves that right.
This happens all the time. This happens all the time.
I guess, yeah.
I also agree with you, Laura. I don't think it'll play well. I don't think it'll play well.
Or maybe if he waited a little bit. I don't know.
Let me ask you this. If you're at this stage in your life, and you're Justin Timberlake, do you care about how it plays, or you just want to tell your truth? Because at a certain point, you get old. Like I'm at that type of time. Y'all know what it's going to be like after I retire.
Yeah. What? You're going to be Quincy Jones. What? Minus the great production.
Nice. What? I'm going to have zero reason to say anything and be out here just screaming at the top of my lungs.
Just making things up.
Yeah.
Ebro's going to be Cat Williams every day. Every day.
Wait till I go on Club Shay Shay.
It's going to be a lot of stories that get told.
Y'all not ready.
Yeah, I mean, not here. You maybe he just doesn't care, and he's like, "Hey, you know, I need to tell the truth, and I'm gonna say it."
It is what it is. That's your flash and light report. Time is 8 a.m. Today will be a high of 42 degrees, and alternate set parking is in effect.
Look, coming up, man, we're gonna hear from New York City's mayor as he responds to 50 Cent and articulates why these migrants are getting some sort of debit card. Some sort of pilot program. We're going to listen to his audio. Also, there's audio of Killer Mike, a statement after he was arrested. So we got, because I haven't, you know, yesterday with work and everything going on, had to put together a bassinet, figure out this car seat. I wasn't really tapped in. Yo, these car seats are more complicated now, man.
I've always heard they were complicated, no?
No, I felt like 10 years ago when Issa's car seat, it wasn't that hard. This thing got a kickstand and a platform.
Whoa.
It's a whole other apparatus.
Wow.
It's craziness. But anyway, we'll get into some more of these things coming up after 8. Keep it here. Ride or Die's coming up. Also, The Guru. Zebra, Lauren Rosenberg. Shiny Culture.
He's back.
He's back. Yo, Shiny, what's up, baby?
Oh, my God. Shiny, you're back. Are you okay?
Yo, Shiny, talk to us, man. You okay?
I'm not okay.
Talk to us.
I'm just.
Oh no!
It's a lot.
You need time to process?
I think so.
You want to talk to somebody? You need therapy? You want to talk to somebody?
I think I need to see.
Yo,
somebody.
Yo, if you are a licensed therapist and you deal with elevator trauma,
elevator trauma. Wow.
Claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia.
Were you scared on the way back up, Shawnee?
Yeah, I don't know where I was, whether I was in the basement or on the top floor.
No. I mean, when you came back to the building, you took the elevator back up.
Absolutely.
You were scared, right?
Yeah, I was with the super. I was like, look, I don't know if I should step back on this elevator, to be honest.
And what'd he say?
He was like, nah, it's safe. Come with me.
He was like,
well, you could take the stairs, Sean. He was like, nah, I'm going to give it a shot.
No, he didn't even say that. He was just like, nah, come with me. I shut the other elevator down. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Oh, so this was the other elevator?
Yeah, there's two. So,
right.
Okay. Like, how'd you get out of the other elevator?
I don't even know. I'm going to keep it a buck. I was just pressing buttons.
And the door open?
Somebody yelled through the door like, yo, press door open. I pressed that. It shot up to the whatever floor. It just started moving. And then it got stuck there. And then I heard somebody like banging. Then I sat there for another 10 minutes. Then I was like, I thought I was getting help, but then it didn't. Nobody helped. And then it started moving again.
Oh, my God.
And then by the time it got to, I saw it go to the first floor, it opened up and the hallway was just empty. It was like nobody around. I was just by myself.
Oh, man, you were alone. You needed a hug.
I was all alone.
And no one was there
to come out of a situation like that. You need a hug, man.
Yeah, I thought there was like going to be the fire department and the supers and everybody.
You thought they was going to throw a blanket on you and like warm you and give you a hot cocoa.
Hold me. I was just like, you know, and nobody was there.
Dang. So not only were you stuck alone, when you finally got off the elevator, you came back into the world all alone.
All alone. Nobody to hold me. Nobody to talk to.
And you immediately had to go back and face the same trauma on the way back up.
Oh, man, this is terrible. Man.
Yeah, it was a lot. And then I see the fire department pulling up out front. Like, y'all late, bro.
Damn.
Late.
Shiny, that's how you're going to do New York's Bravest. They was on their way, bro.
You just hit him with a y'all late and kept
I was
it
in
moving,
there
huh?
for 45 minutes.
I dialed 911 a long time ago.
Time ago.
Right. And now y'all showing up like.
See how late you reacting.
Dude hit me with the, you all right?
They only come when they come when they want to.
Gave me the head bop and kept pushing.
Damn. That, Shiny culture is back. Damn. We'll unpack Shiny culture's trauma and take your calls next.
Dang. WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yo, it's... Rosenberg, do you know anyone excited for Sunday Super Bowl? Like, anybody that's like, woo, Super Bowl?
Yeah. I mean,
for the game. I'm excited for the halftime. I'm excited for Usher, the Apple Music Super Bowl 58 halftime show with Usher.
I mean, I'm looking forward to this game. I don't think anyone's less excited about this than any other Super Bowl.
Okay.
I mean, because it's like two teams that are there a lot?
Yeah. I mean, I particularly hate the circumstances that I'm in.
Well, let me explain for the audience. The Chiefs are rivals of the Raiders, who's Ebro's supposed football team. We know with Ebro and teams, it's tough. But
I mean, I might change.
The Raiders do seem to be his only legitimate allegiance. So the Chiefs have owned the Raiders for years. And then the 49ers have owned the Raiders as their crosstown rival for years. So it's the two teams that basically just really beat the hell out of your team for fun. Getting together in like a Raider suck celebration bowl is what you're saying.
At the Raiders stadium.
Oh, it's a disaster. Yo, the disrespect is so crazy.
And to make matters worse or better, I mean, I'm blessed, so it's not. I'm exaggerating, but I can't even go. I would be out there.
Yeah, well, would that really be better, though? You want to be at your home stadium celebrating the two teams who own
I wouldn't
you?
Be celebrating, but at least I'd get some fun out of it. You know what I mean? But I'm not going. I'm grounded. You know, baby on the way. I'm not going. I wasn't playing myself getting on a plane, running out there to then run back and potentially coming back with COVID or something.
Nope.
Well, and also it's Vegas.
You know what kind of congratulations you played yourself it would be if I had a baby on the way and I decided I'm going to run out to the Super Bowl? And then,
LJ Cool J,
oh, my God. And then you come back, your lady's in labor, and you got COVID?
Oh, hell no.
They won't even let you in?
I wouldn't even spray your hands with hand sanitizer constantly.
Yeah. Disaster. Epic. Disaster.
And Vegas is not quick. Like, you can't hop in, hop right back. It's...
Well, especially with how crowded it is this weekend.
Bro, one of my friends who DJs over there was like, yo, it is so bad. Like, yeah, last week they were like, it is so bad with traffic. They're like, I don't think Vegas is built for what's going to happen next.
Well, and it already is coming off a year where Vegas was a disaster because they were preparing for the F1 thing. So it was traffic nonstop as they prepared for that.
Man. All bad. T-Bro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Speaking of all bad, we go now to Shiny Culture. 800-223-9797. If you have any advice, Laura Stiles is a lost cause. She has claustrophobia really bad from some childhood trauma. You want to share with people?
All right. So when I was a kid, when we were playing at like a hide and go seek game, I used to hide in a dryer that was outside. But I would leave the door cracked. And this one a-hole, this kid, came and closed the door and wouldn't let me out. It was threatening to put a quarter in back in the day. So I was just having a panic attack. And finally, when they were like, open the door to get me out, I was so like freaked out that I couldn't get out. Like I like tensed up and I couldn't get out. So it's been downhill ever since.
So now, you even mentioned stuck in elevator. Laura Stiles is...
I knew that Shiny was in there. My heart was already racing and my palms are sweaty.
Yeah. Nah, it's crazy. Really, like, it's the first 30 to 60 seconds where you have to make this mental adjustment. Like, am I really stuck in here? Like, because maybe it's going to stutter, but, like, there has to be a mental shift to being in this box. and wondering how long it's going to take. So you do have to make a mental shift of like, are you going to panic or are you going to pace yourself? Because this could be a long ride. This could be an hour or 2 hours. You don't know.
Now, my only interest here isn't really Shawnee's trauma. My real interest here is whether or not we're going to have a lawsuit we'll be able to cover on this program where Shawnee sues the owners of the building. Look, I'm trying to encourage Shawnee to sue everybody. Matter of fact,
go for everybody.
I need the voice guy from the Top Dog Law commercial.
You were stuck in the elevator. You made all the calls.
The walls was closing
in. The ceiling was getting shorter.
You called, but nobody picked up.
You know who to call? Top Dog Law. Yeah, nah, it's a lot.
Or you could call Michael Lamonsoff the Bull, because you know.
That's right.
You mess with the Bull, you get the horn. Who you calling, Shawnee?
Yo, I don't know.
Is Griff available? Where's Griff? I need him to come in. Lawsuits running his family. Apparently.
Producer Griff, where are you?
Apparently his grandmother won a lawsuit with an elevator company before. So, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
There's a precedent here, Sean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You need some advice to get
I need some help, man.
Yeah, no. My grandma was the first person to successfully sue the elevator companies in New York City. She tripped on the little lip that sticks over. Okay. And she broke a couple vertebrae. And they gave her $1 million. That was back in 78.
A couple of
1978.
$1 million. It took years to make it happen. But then she moved her and my grandpa to San Diego. Mm-hmm. She bought herself a Mercedes.
Get out of here.
And they started traveling the world.
So wait, hold up. So wait, what I got to do?
Doesn't your back hurt right now?
No, man.
My neck and my back.
My lower back. It's all types of stuff. I'm scared.
Shawnee, how are you going to go home?
Well, this is the thing. Like I said, once I was out the elevator, they tried to get me back on. I was like holding on to the walls like,
oh wow,
I don't want
to
go.
And they were trying to force you.
They were trying to push me back in the elevator. And I was like, nah, dog. And I'm holding on to the sides of the walls.
Just tuned in, this was literally an hour ago. All of this actually happened this morning. This is a real.
It's real. I videotaped everything.
This is true crime.
That's right.
Everything's real? Sean, you have a video of you being pushed by people while you were holding
the
wall?
Yo, why are you like this, man? Who are you working for, Max? Man?
Right.
Who are you working for?
Is it out there or not? Because I'm worried, Ebro, I'm going to get tossed in this lawsuit.
And you're going to say the right things.
No.
Tossed into it in a bad way.
I think Shawnee could throw me into the lawsuit because after he was traumatized, I told Laura to send him the Drake video without him knowing to traumatize him.
Was a setup. My mind wasn't even in the right place.
And all of a sudden, Shawnee goes, what the hell
is this?
He's
like, yo, let me send you a Drake video to cheer you up.
Well, call right now, 800-223-9797. We're trying to find Laura. Laura needs it, too, but Shawnee Culture needs a claustrophobia support group. We got Tashana on the line. Tashana. Good morning. You don't take elevators.
I don't take elevators. I don't care how many flights it is. If I got to go up 20 flights, I won't do it. People think I'm crazy. But
no, you are.
I know that I can't do it.
Right. So if you go down here to this Freedom Tower down here and they're like, yo, you got to go pick up your check for $8 million at the Freedom Tower on the 90th floor. You about to take the stairs.
But if the thing is, I'll die if I'm in there and I'm stuck. So I won't be able to use the money.
Wow. So
I'll have a heart attack for being closed in.
Tashana, you ever been stuck on an elevator before?
You know, I did actually, like many years ago, I was in Europe and it was one of those little tiny, like the elevator where only one person can get on at a time.
No.
What?
Them old elevators are the worst.
That's kind of like this one.
Yes.
More than one person, but definitely small.
I feel your pain, Tony. I listen to you guys every morning. Love you guys so much.
Thank you. I think I might have nightmares.
It's going to take a little time to get over that.
Yeah, it's a lot of anxiety right now.
Tashana, you think Shawnee Culture has a lawsuit?
Absolutely. I think, at least for him leaving him in there so long.
45 minutes, man. Whoa, I counted every second.
Listen,
that might as well be 3 days.
Where's the Top Dog Law voice guy?
You know what I'm saying?
We gotta narrate Shawnee's pain.
Yeah,
thank you for your call, Tashana. Thank you so much. Yo, it's very common getting stuck on elevators, though.
Yeah, but
the thought of that single person elevator just took me somewhere else. Oh my god.
I saw a video.
And not knowing where you are.
There was a video last week moving around. I don't know. You know how things pop up on reels. I don't know, but of someone filming themselves, Laura, while they were stuck in this like rock space with water filling.
I
saw that.
Yo, nah, bro. Yeah. Nah.
Laura, the water's filling up and they're filming themselves trying to back out because they're stuck. They can't go any further.
In the elevator.
And they have to back out.
No
elevator, just in rocks.
Oh. They were stuck in like a rock cave or something.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Never. Yeah.
Ty is on the line. Let's go to Ty on the line, y'all. Ty is on the line. Extremely claustrophobic. We're trying to find your people, Laura. We're trying to find your people, Shani.
And the light started flickering at some point.
No.
So now you like, what's really going on? I really didn't know what floor I was on.
Ty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're all right, but your claustrophobia is that bad. You won't take elevators either.
No, I had an experience about 3 times, and the 3rd time was the last final time. Me and my mother was in the elevator in the Bronx, and the elevator got stuck between floors. So we seeing like the wall and the top where we were supposed to get off of. Ever since that, it never happened again. When I went into labor, it was a hard time to get me to the labor floor because I kept telling them, do not put me in the elevator. I was screaming like,
oh my goodness. Yo, have you gone to see a professional about this? Maybe get hypnotized.
No, I'm good. I'm stuck on the elevator. On a roller coaster than being on the elevator because I see outside. I think it's just the fact like you're closed in. You don't know what's going on because you can't see outside. So it just puts you in a fight or flight mode, and I can't do it.
You see, thank you, Ty. You see how Ty said, "Nah, I'm good." You're not actually good. You need to go see somebody.
Yeah,
you're not good.
And I don't think that you can. I don't think you can access the steps from the ground floor here.
Right.
You know what really freaks me out? Go ahead.
After Shawnee's trauma, that elevator kept moving, bro. It wasn't stopped.
Yeah, they didn't stop.
That's the scary part because they're like, wait, am I going? Am I not going? Where am I going? Why am I going up? Where am I going down? I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah, it definitely kept going up and down, back and forth. But the numbers weren't reading in the elevator, so you didn't know. I didn't know where I was. You just know it's going up it's coming down.
Be careful how much you say on the air. You know, all of this could be used against you in a court of law. If you're going to sue.
That's a great point. Then I can't see the numbers? I couldn't see the numbers?
I'm just make sure your story is solid. Whatever you're saying right now, make sure this is the story you're sticking with.
This is what it is. Yeah, the truth and only the truth.
There you go.
That's right. The one thing that scares me the most about the elevator stuck situation is if they really can't get it right and you're between floors and they want you to try to climb out, that fear of getting chopped in half because the elevator goes.
Listen, I thought about that. I didn't think about the chopping in half, but I thought about the potential of having to climb out.
Let's go to Mike on the line, Shawnee Culture.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, good morning. You were transporting what?
So I'm a healthcare worker, and one time I was transporting a corpse down to the morgue. So I was with a coworker. We went into the elevator, and the elevator shut off.
With a dead body? Nah. Yeah.
So we were stuck. Me and my coworker were stuck in the elevator for about a minute. Eventually, the lights turned off, but definitely a scary situation to be in.
Have you recovered from this? Did you okay on elevator still?
Yeah, I was okay. I'm used to it at this point.
Oh, well, so you calling these other people weak is what you're saying. You were stuck with a dead body.
Yeah. I guess if it wasn't me, I guess someone else in that situation would react differently.
Mike, go ahead. Tell Shawnee to his face. Tell him he's soft, dude.
Dang, son.
Nah, man. You're good, man.
I'm good. All right, good looking, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good morning, guys.
Soft, dude. I was with a dead body, and the lights went off.
Nah, no.
They could have came to light, too.
Yo, coming up, the gurus are on the way. Cast one, 97 minutes, commercial free. Shout to Brian and Deanna and Danny. Ty, she's claustrophobic, too. I think y'all need to go see somebody, man.
Yeah, nah, it's a lot.
Y'all need to go get that worked out. The hypnotizing works, I hear, for people that are addicted to cigarettes or have traumas and things like that. They say that works.
I mean, I got to be here every day. Every day, this is...
That's what I'm saying. So you might need to go see somebody, my dude.
Yeah, Top Dog Law.
Cast 197 minutes, commercial free.
Girls in my crib, zero Snapchat, zero.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yo, Cash One, 97 minutes, commercial free, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Yo, Cash, you got that new Cameron Kith, Cameron Swiss Beats record? That dropped yesterday?
I only got it dirty, man. I don't know if there's a clean floating around
there. Come on.
I mean, listen, the Kith guys, send me the record. I don't know those guys. Ebro, those guys, somebody send you the record.
I know, right? I'm tripping. I'm slipping. So did we figure out if that was really Drake in the video yet, or the internet is just running with whatever just because it's fun and funny?
I mean, the internet's going to run with whatever. You already know what that is.
I don't think there's an official statement, Ebro. I don't think they released.
Drake, put out a statement. Let us know. It's trending number two in the U.S. right now.
What could possibly be ahead of such a crazy video?
Let's see here. Get Toby Keith, some country artist. What'd he do?
He died.
Oh, I think he died of cancer.
Toby Keith died at 62.
Oh, man.
Listen, I wasn't the world's biggest Toby Keith fan, but man, 62 is very young.
Quote, never apologize for being patriotic. F him, Toby Keith.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's when I had my disagreements with Toby Keith back in the day. Post 9/11, he went very hard into the super OD patriotic to the point of like
fringes or something. Go ahead, you can say it. You want me to say it? Was it Islamophobic?
It was such a long time ago, but I know that's the feeling that I had, was that it was sort of just like a kind of bomb everyone mentality that wasn't my vibe. But prior to that, though, he had a record that I loved, actually, that someone put me onto years before that called How Do You Like Me Now, which I thought was a great tune. And he was super popular. And, yeah, he supposedly died with his family peacefully after having a stomach cancer battle yesterday.
I see a post here that says, without Toby Keith, there wouldn't be a Taylor Swift. Toby signed her to a record label and gave her a start. I wonder she's going to say about him today.
Oh, wow. Her initial country deal was Toby Keith's label?
According to this post.
Well, it's social media. It has to be good.
There's a video to go along with in 2005 when she was signed to him.
Wow. On the good side of some medical news in music, congratulations to Killer Mike. Got himself a new kidney yesterday.
What? That's a lot going on, man.
Wait, kill him.
For his son.
Oh, it was his son's?
It's for his son, yeah.
Oh, I was about to say, bro, going through a lot.
Yeah, I was going to cover it in Flesh and Lights, but yes, it's a beautiful moment. His son was waiting for a kidney for a while, and finally he got a donor.
Got it. Sorry, Laura, I didn't mean to step on you there. Yeah.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's good news.
Son Michael Ponyboy Render underwent the successful surgery. Got it. Because during the day on Twitter yesterday, it's weird. Again, how would you get mixed information from social media? I don't know what happened. But that's great, man. So what an incredible couple of days for Killer Mike.
This was the best one of them all.
Exactly.
And I'll play you, I'll come to Flash and Lights there. He released a statement. So he talks about what happened during the Grammys and all that. So we'll cover all that. But yes, God bless him and his family.
Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
Where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
Shine the light.
Indeed.
Shani, burn the sage. Extra sage for you today, sir.
That's right. I need to cleanse.
Yeah, you do.
The energy. It's crazy out here, man.
Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who's in need of the gurus today.
So many in need. Laura, our brother Shani Culture, having a tough, tough day.
Yeah.
Trapped in an elevator. It's not what you want.
Yeah, it's these unexpected things that you just, you know.
Horrible.
Yeah.
But you roll with the punches, like the great, great guru that you are.
That's right. Thank you, man.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, your destination for clarity. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
We have a real quick a follow-up. You guys remember the email we received last week from the woman who had a child with her partner, and then sometime after having a child, he disappeared?
Oh, yeah.
And he was completely gone, and then she doesn't know what to do because he won't respond and he won't come home.
Right.
Well, someone reached out to say that they heard it, and they've been through the same situation after her second child. The guy couldn't handle it, disappeared, wouldn't come home, got into drugs, was cheating, taking out mortgages to pay for drugs.
Oh, my gosh.
And to pay for his new girlfriend.
Damn.
And this woman said, I finally had a light bulb moment where I was like, what am I doing? I can't fix him. My kids need to grow up in a non-toxic environment. So she filed for divorce, and it was very hard, but it's 10 years later. Her kids are great. She bought her own house. She's with a great guy in a healthy relationship. So she says to the person who wrote in, stop focusing on trying to save him. He clearly needs help, but he has to want to help himself. Focus on yourself and your child. So appreciate the people who follow up and are affected by these guru emails.
Yeah.
What will we find today?
Guru Associates. Thank you.
That's right. That's right, Shawnee. Greetings. Trust you're all doing fantastic. Let's dive straight into my world. I'm a 27-year-old woman. Lately, I've realized that my friends might be holding back their thoughts and emotions. In other words, I'm not frequently involved in girl talk.
Uh-huh.
And if I am, it's hard for me to follow the conversation. I'm on a quest to level up my friendship game. To set the stage, my journey unfolds as a South Sudanese refugee in Uganda.
Huh.
Real stories, real struggles. I won't get too deep into it, but there were nights without food and days without a shower. Fast forward to today, when my friends share their issues, especially the boy drama, which I have no empathy for. It's a challenge for me to fully connect. Mostly because I've never been in a relationship outside of my husband, who is also from Africa. When I moved to America 8 years ago, my focus was to get an education for a good job. Making friends was not part of the plan. But ever since I did, I've enjoyed myself a lot more. But after 2 years of friendship, they show little signs of gratitude for just having an easier life. Sorry to get off topic, but I found that listening to your radio show keeps me educated in mainstream media that I was not aware of. Now, as my friends navigate their relationship issues, they know I've walked through life's challenges, yet I'm grappling with balancing my past with their present dramas. So, how do I weave empathy into our conversations without overshadowing their experiences? I'm open to any advice.
Shout out to Africa.
That's facts.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she is outside the circle of trust.
Well, what she's basically saying is she doesn't
basically
have
like the green bubble in the group chat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Shawnee, more trauma from Shawnee today.
Yeah, I mean, I feel her pain. You get what I'm saying?
There we go.
So Shawnee's trauma continues.
But I think she's overthinking it. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't really relate to her friends. They're more so associates more than they are friends. Because she has certain things to say about them. They probably can't fully relate to her. They're not friends. You might need real friends. Because you don't want to fake it.
I don't think it's all that.
I don't know, Shawnee. I just feel like she's been through some real ish. So, like, their struggles, she's just like, fam, I was starving for, like, days. Like, you think this is bad? Like, it's nothing to her. You know what I mean? So, it's hard for her to be like, are you worried about your little, like, he didn't text you back? So, I understand her. But maybe finding a way, I'm trying to think. I'm trying a way
she
to, like.
Friends.
No, it's not.
Maybe,
no.
Nah, maybe, I think I. It would help her if she would get some therapy also to help her navigate through her feelings. But sometimes it's okay to be able to have some compassion for other people's journeys. You know what I mean? Like, you don't always have to compare them to yours.
It's relative, Laura. Say it. It's relative, right? Just because people haven't been as down and out as you have, their version of down and out is still a heavy lift for them. And when you're being empathetic, you just listen, right? Like, you don't have to pass judgment.
I'll simplify for you guys, because the gurus are too nice and they don't want to say it. You just gotta fake it, fam. Because you're never gonna. No, she's never gonna empathize with what they're talking about. Because like Laura said, she's been through some real stuff. And she's like, "Yeah, worried about the little boyfriend not calling you back, bro. I was starving for like 8 years. This is nothing. This is light work. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But she's never gonna feel that." But by the way, here's the thing. This is why I challenge her to push herself. Yeah. Regardless of your experience, that's such a bad way to operate. Because yes, you had 8 years. It was, okay, God forbid one of your friends could turn around and have a tragic death in their life that crushes everything you've ever been through.
Yeah, way you never worse. Know. You
now
never
now, all, of a sudden, now all of a sudden, they go, I can't be friends with you. All you've been through was your little 8 years in Sudan. Like, it doesn't, or Uganda. I don't think
that she's judging them. This is my perspective. I don't think she's judging them. I think it's just they don't relate at the core. That's the only reason I'm saying new friends. I'm not saying disassociate.
But she said she's judging them. I mean, she basically said their little problems don't really.
Right. So
I
there's
can't
some
really
judgment.
Get down with it. She also said she didn't plan on making friends.
Rosenberg, that also doesn't mean that she won't relate to a heavier problem. Like you said, if they have a death or something like that, of course she's going to be like, oh yeah, you know, this is a real thing. But like, I kind of feel her, because sometimes people complain about the littlest things that are just like, they might be big in their world, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not that serious.
And you don't want to be around friends that you got to fake it.
That's another part.
I don't know if she's trying to fake it.
I think the gurus need to get it together. Cast One tried to help y'all. Y'all all over the place. What y'all doing, bro? Tighten it up.
Because
I feel like Shawnee wants her to get rid of the friends, and I don't think she should get rid of the friends.
I don't think she should get rid of them. I think she should get in circles that she can relate to the people a little bit more.
Here's the deal.
She can still keep her associate friends, because they already have you outside the bubble.
If you consider them friends, then you accept them for who they are, right? and the things that they have not been through that you have. Right, you accept the fact that a big deal to them is their little boy problems. Those are your friends. Otherwise, they're not really your friends. You don't want to be around them.
Right.
To Shawnee's point.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's good company, but at the core, you don't relate.
But to Rosenberg's point,
as life goes on, who knows what the journey holds? They're going to go through all type of things, and you're the type of person who has been through something that can help them understand how to navigate really, really true heavy things. So you might it might work out later.
And also, if you're to a new friend group, she lives in America now. I got news for you. A lot of people's problems are going to seem pretty trivial. Like, who are you? You need to go, unless you literally want to go to a group of people who have survived a similar trauma, and that's it. Otherwise, if you're just in America and the friends you make are the people who work at your job, you're going to have to learn to be empathetic for people's little problems or not have friends. I mean, that's just kind of what it is, man.
And she did say she did enjoy having friends. You know what I mean? It wasn't her plan, but... So,
on this show, we accept Rosenberg. He ain't really been through nothing yet. You know what I'm saying? But it's coming. Everybody's going to go through some.
Yeah, but what you just said was the most ass-backwards thing I've ever heard.
Different things. But yes, everybody goes through different ups and downs. But yeah, if you truly care and you're truly enjoying your time with them, just try to learn to have some compassion for them too.
Yeah,
because
otherwise
you never know
alone.
Down the road. Yeah. If not, just walk away. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
Or like Shawnee Coulter, he ain't been through nothing yet, but we accept him.
What you mean? I've been through a lot.
You see? Everybody think they've been through something.
I've been through all
just like
of
her
stuff.
Friends. They think they're going through something. Right. So you got to accept them.
It's all relative.
It's all relative.
That's right.
But, you know, she's new to the country, so these are the first kind of real friend group she has. I think if she explores other things that she's into, she may find people that she relates to more on a core, at the core.
And by the way,
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And by the way, you might like those people for one reason and dislike them for another reason.
Right.
There's no, like, perfect fit. How old is this person, by the way?
She didn't
sounds young.
I think she said 27.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she's 27 years old.
Yeah, she sound young.
Fairly new to the country, like.
Yeah,
she's 27, yep.
Listen, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles, I think she's digging into what's going on with our brother Killer Mike.
Yes, that's right. I will play you some his official statement about everything that happened at the Grammys, all the drama, so we'll cover it all coming up, Flashing Lights.
Plus, Shawnee Coulter with the Black Fact. Cast One, did we get the camera on record yet or nah?
We got it.
Ooh, run that cam.
We got it. It's in the system.
Cam Swizz Beatz. It's called Last Stop. The video's fire. Shout to the team over at Kith putting this whole thing together. Big up to Ronnie and everybody. Shawnee?
It's on me.
Yeah, you didn't hear us just say you have the song?
I didn't. I thought they said.
Yo, this elevated trauma has really spun you up today.
No, it didn't affect him.
Nah, it's affecting. Yo, it's messing up your ability to work. I really think you have a case here.
Top dog, bro.
Ooh, Swizzy Cam.
Swizzy, what up, nigga? Man, let's have a little fun, man. Come on.
Mm. Hard.
Cam. Swizzy. Yo, you know one thing about being on the morning show that I really, really love about us doing morning radio, morning drive, is the fact that we know our listeners are probably over 30, 35, and we don't have to act like, you know, we got to play all these young kid-ass rap records. Yo, I don't care what y'all saying. They not doing it like Cam. They don't rap like that. It's just not a lot of people with that skill level.
No, well, it's just a different skill, too. His whole style is so different. I actually think Cam's gotten better, too.
Fact.
I'm not from New York, as you guys know. Early Cam, when I first heard him, I thought he was fun, but I did not hear the greatness that other people heard. And as the years went on, my appreciation for him grew. And now as he's gotten older, I think he's got even better. Like, he's found his bag in a way where he's always been clever, but in a way it used to be sort of like a goofy clever. Now it's like legitimately clever every bar to me.
Well, he's seasoned too. That's the other part. And, you know, and being able to play these records and knowing that your audience could really appreciate it is a gift, man. We appreciate y'all, man. That's that Cam, Swizz Beatz. And now it's time for Shawnee Coulter, the Black Fact.
Man, under the clock, time pressure. So I'll try to keep it quick. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying?
Good evening.
Do you know a lot of people can't name an African king?
Really?
If you ask the average person to name an African king, they don't know.
Not even like a Shaka Zulu?
They don't know.
Not even a Mansa Musa?
They don't know. But there's one... in particular, that they may have heard of and didn't know, Rastafari Makune, born July 23rd, 1892. So now, they've heard of him, but they may not know that Rastafari is an actual person and that on November 2nd, he was coronated into Emperor Haile Selassie I, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, right? So big up to him. In 1963, on October 4th, he gave a speech at the United Nations General Assembly.
Go ahead.
That speech was later turned into an actual song by the most famous Rasta on the planet, Bob Marley.
Everywhere is war.
Today is Bob Marley's birthday.
Mm. Pow.
Wow.
So salute to the kings. Salute to, shout out to Africa and happy birthday to Bob Marley. And that's a black fact.
Until.
I'll only play a piece of the song, but this is Haile Selassie's actual speech. And the fact that we're in a war all over the world, you really need to pay attention to these words. It is so appropriate and relevant to today.
Scene
is finally
Jah Rastafari.
And permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is
war. Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash. Let's go flashing lights, Laura Styles.
All right, well, Killer Mike released a statement following the Grammys arrest. Check it out.
Let me tell you, this was my day. I woke up a black car designer from the Carly Heights Academy, my man Ron Ball. I got an 87 Grand National, $100,000 Grand National,
ooh,
Corvette engine, brand new wheels. That's what I drove to the Grammy.
Okay.
My man Stacks from Miami brought me up like $300-400 grand Cuban link, ooh, that matched the necklace. Then we had that. You feel what I'm saying? Then I went and picked up all the gold. We hit a speed bump, and then we hit back to the party, man. How did he do it? 3 Grammys, 20 years in the game, 48 years old, beat out everybody in the thing, man. He beat the best of the best. So all you can say is he one of the best. The best album in the 50th year of hip hop came from Atlanta, Georgia, from a man who will be 50.
There you go. Killer Mike. No, wait. So that was his statement about his release? I thought I was going to hear? About his arrest?
Going.
That was about his day.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It sounds like he had a phenomenal day.
Yeah.
He said it was basically just a misunderstanding with an overzealous security guard. That's kind of his explanation.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. But that's your flashing lights report. Before I get out of here, caller number 9, you can win something for her Valentine's Day. Tickets to Ladies Night R&B Love Fest on February 9th to see Robin Thicke, Brian McKnight, The Lox, and many more. And those who win qualify for the grand prize for dinner for two, flowers, and diamond earrings made hot by Brooklyn Chop House, Marie's Blooms, and Vladdy's Diamonds. Caller number 9, 800-223-9797. Good luck.
Hey, I have a secret.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.